thank you very much, and good afternoon to the members of the media. First of all, we as the Conference of Parties would like to express our gratitude to the government of Uruguay, and represented here by the Minister. We were very pleased that the President could, in his busy schedule, come and address the Conference of Parties. And we were also very pleased that the Minister of Health could be able to actually address the conference and address a number of challenges facing Uruguay in relation to the implementation of the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. This conference is a very important fourth conference of the of parties to the convention. And as you have heard, the agenda items that it's focusing on are very, very critical. First of all, the matter of the protocol on illicit trade, so as to ensure that we are very clear about how to control illicit trade in tobacco, and there is accountability from both the industry actors and also those that are actually acting underground. We are very much keen to see what happens to that protocol which has been negotiated. We also have issues of implementation and how far we are, and a number of items are addressing that matter of implementation of the protocol as such. And we are very pleased that in the last 5 years we have seen a lot of progress in the implementation of the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. Of course, this happens in the context of a larger challenge, whereas we are facing, as the President and the former President of the country said, we're facing an enemy that is very powerful and will use all the resources to protect their profit, regardless of the fact that they are at the same time destroying lives. Their tactics are ever changing, and they are always adapting to new ways of challenging the implementation of the Framework Convention. And therefore, we are aware, as we meet in Uruguay, that there are new strategies that are being employed, or tactics that are being employed by the industry. One of which is the legal engagement with various governments to challenge certain aspects of the implementation of the convention, using all sorts of other excuses that are available to them from the legal point of view. We're very much aware that this is happening here in Uruguay. We're also aware that it's happening in countries like Honduras, and there are attempts also within the European Union, etc., etc. Secondly, the industry is also beginning to use other measures, such as using false arguments and spreading a lot of propaganda to vulnerable groups such as the workers and such as the tobacco growers, and therefore mobilizing them with incorrect information, particularly in the Africa region where I come from, where some of the information that the industry is actually producing is deliberately distorting the FCTC and its intentions. And therefore we have a very big challenge that the enemy, as it were, is adapting, and therefore we need to find new measures to also face those challenges. We are therefore confident that this conference will take us forward and chart the way forward in terms of how we deal with these matters. We're also very pleased that the item that Uruguay was proposing to put on the agenda is actually now accepted as an agenda item, which is going to address specifically this matter of how the industry is actually using its interest to undermine the implementation of the FCTC. With those few words, I will actually leave all the questions that you will ask to myself and the head of the secretariat to respond on any specifics. Just to say finally that we would like, on behalf of the delegates that are here, to express our sincerest thanks to the government and the people of Uruguay for hosting us so successfully and so well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And now I would give the floor to Minister of Health of Uruguay, Mr. Daniel Alesque.
Bueno, buenas tardes. Para nosotros, en primer lugar, como país, es un orgullo que la Conferencia de las Partes, la cuarta Conferencia de las Partes, se realice en Uruguay. Lo consideramos un reconocimiento a las políticas que hemos diseñado en materia de control de esta adicción. Y por lo tanto agradecemos a los casi 170 países que nos han venido a visitar y a trabajar en esta conferencia. Como decía el doctor Nico Gossian cuando tuvimos nuestra entrevista a su llegada, aspiramos a que al finalizar esta conferencia las recomendaciones de Uruguay, la ronda Uruguay en materia de políticas contra el tabaco, pasen a ser un referente para el futuro, para los próximos años, y que se hable de esta conferencia y de sus recomendaciones, de sus sugerencias y de sus propuestas como parte de esta lucha para el control del tabaco. Queremos decir que hemos hecho una evaluación que hoy transmitimos en la conferencia inaugural que me tocó desarrollar, positiva, ¿no?, de los primeros resultados de estas políticas, que son una combinación de tres grandes ejes: el eje vinculado a la regulación, ¿no?, incluyendo en la regulación prohibiciones. Las regulaciones incluyen prohibiciones u otros mecanismos de contralor. Una segunda dimensión, que es actuar sobre el mercado, porque el Estado uruguayo entiende que muchas veces el mercado distorsiona los objetivos que en materia de política económica y social se plantean, y en el caso de este era una clara distorsión, y actuó sobre el mercado y particularmente a través de la política tributaria. Y en tercer lugar, la promoción y prevención de salud, que finalmente de las tres la que va a perdurar en el largo plazo como la principal herramienta para la lucha contra el tabaco. Por eso son obligatorias hoy las policlínicas de cesación de tabaquismo en todos los prestadores de salud públicos y privados, de acceso gratuito, de acceso universal, para todos aquellos que quieran comenzar un proceso de dejar de fumar. Pero como lo dijo el presidente cuando inauguró, dijo, acá se necesitan dos cosas, además de todos los fundamentos técnicos: voluntad política y conciencia ciudadana. Y como creemos que la conciencia ciudadana es la que en el largo plazo va a ser perdurable esta, porque nosotros creemos siempre que es la participación de la sociedad la que garantiza a largo plazo las políticas económicas y sociales, es la que le da sustento, vamos a trabajar en una nueva norma legal que va a complementar la ley 18.256, que es una norma legal que va a ser básicamente, que va a perseguir básicamente dos objetivos. Por un lado, incorporar con rango legal medidas en la lucha contra el tabaco que hasta hoy no la tenían, que tenían otro rango. Es decir, vamos a darle sustento jurídico legal a alguna serie de medidas que se habían tomado al final del periodo anterior. Y en segundo lugar, vamos a incorporar la comunicación y la educación como factores de sustentabilidad de las políticas. Para lo cual, vamos a trabajar, por un lado, en aspectos curriculares de la educación. Todos tenemos sobradas experiencias en el mundo y en Uruguay en particular, que lo que se asume como convicción en la niñez y en la adolescencia pasa a ser un activo fundamental en la vida de las personas y pasa a ser el principal controlador de los adultos respecto a esta epidemia. Y por lo tanto vamos a proponerle a la educación pública que incorpore las currículas de primaria y secundaria los efectos nocivos, no solamente del consumo de tabaco, sino de todas aquellas adicciones, tanto legales como ilegales, que ocurren en el país. Y en segundo lugar, ya haciendo un llamado a la responsabilidad social de los medios de comunicación, que en Uruguay la han tenido y bien la han tenido, en muchos otros temas, en ese marco el llamado a la responsabilidad social, la incorporación de mensajes positivos respecto a los hábitos saludables de vida y negativos respecto a los efectos perjudiciales del consumo de estas sustancias en las personas. Y vamos a generar mecanismos que permitan promover, sugerir, orientar estos mensajes en los medios de comunicación, que como todos sabemos tienen un peso considerable en la vida de las personas. Esa es nuestra propuesta. Queremos mantener la política de tabaco, que como bien dijo el presidente, fue iniciada en el primer gobierno Frente Amplista, pero queremos profundizarla, ordenarla y sobre todo orientarla hacia el aspecto comunicacional y educativo, que es, como dije, el que sustenta a largo plazo el logro de estos objetivos. Quiero pedirle a nuestro prosecretario de la Presidencia y presidente de la Junta de Drogas si quiere hacer algún complemento más vinculado a los aspectos que tienen que ver con nuestra política y nuestras cuestiones vinculadas a la Presidencia.
Gracias, ministro. Creo que ha sido muy claro, y ahora sí en nombre no solo del gobierno, sino de la presidencia, la presencia hoy del presidente de la República, ratificando la importancia de esta COP4 que tiene para el gobierno de Uruguay en un momento muy especial, como lo destacaba el presidente de la República y lo destacaba el expresidente Tabaré Vázquez en su intervención. Todos ustedes saben, Uruguay hoy enfrenta una demanda de la tabacalera Philip Morris en el CIADI, que es el Centro para la Resolución de Conflictos de Inversiones a nivel de lo que es el Banco Mundial, que realmente es un caso único y es la primera vez en la historia que se da una demanda para hacia un Estado cuando aplica el convenio marco en su casi su totalidad y lo incluye dentro de su legislación nacional. Y por lo tanto, el caso de Uruguay no es un caso solamente con respecto al Estado de Uruguay. Pone en cuestionamiento los avances de todo el convenio marco a nivel internacional y nosotros estamos convencidos, y así lo hemos sentido, el apoyo no solamente de los países que aquí están presentes, no solamente, y agradecemos también, de las organizaciones que están presentes, sino que puedo hacer público que comienza a ser concreto el apoyo, por ejemplo, de una serie de organizaciones no gubernamentales que están en contacto permanente con el Estado y con el gobierno uruguayo y que han garantizado un apoyo inicial en dinero hacia el Estado uruguayo para hacer frente a este juicio que supera lo que son la primera parte de los apoyos de honorarios que necesitaremos para el juicio. Por lo tanto, más allá de los aspectos de fondo que planteaba el expresidente Tabaré Vázquez, en que el gobierno ha asumido que la defensa de la política de tabaco es en definitiva la defensa de la soberanía nacional, en la defensa de la salud de nuestros ciudadanos, también es bueno saber que esto no es solamente una pelea de Uruguay, sino que trasciende la pelea que el gobierno y el Estado uruguayo está llevando adelante y que no solamente se tienen con apoyos en declaraciones, que son muy importantes, sino que hoy sí podemos decir tenemos un apoyo concreto y permanente de parte de las organizaciones no gubernamentales y seguramente en este encuentro de la COP4 esté planteado alguna moción al respecto y una internalización por parte de los países miembros de lo que significa esta demanda que está desarrollándose en el Banco Mundial en Washington, en Estados Unidos. En definitiva, queremos, como lo ha dicho el señor ministro, como lo ha dicho el señor presidente, agradecerles enormemente su presencia en el país, esperando que tengan una muy buena discusión, que tengan un profundo debate y que puedan avanzar por el bien no solo de los gobiernos, sino en definitiva de la gente, que es para lo que todos nosotros, cada uno en su lugar, estamos comprometidos.
Thank you very much for this intervention. Now it's time for questions and answers. I would just ask you, when asking questions, to state your name and the agency that you work for. And please welcome now.
Thank you. Horacio Pinto, que tiene que ser un compañero para el presidente de la conferencia. Para el presidente de la conferencia, perdón. La pregunta era.
Ahora sí. Mi nombre es Horacio Pinto, del Diario El Observador de Montevideo, para el presidente de la conferencia. Por ahí se mencionó por parte del prosecretario de la presidencia la posibilidad de que eventualmente una moción recoja concretamente.
Un apoyo,
un respaldo al juicio, al Estado uruguayo en relación al juicio este que es iniciado por la tabacalera. ¿Eso es factible que ocurra? Digo, ¿existe voluntad de la conferencia?
First of all, in relation to the item on the agenda, I should actually state that the delegation from Uruguay requested conference to put this on the agenda, and conference accepted that it will be put on the agenda. And therefore it will actually be on the agenda and it will be discussed, and we have agreed that it will be discussed in plenary. As the presiding officers of this conference, we cannot preempt what parties actually will say to that. All we know is it has been accepted by the conference for discussion, and if the motion in the process, then Uruguay presents a motion, then we'll put it to the conference for the conference to adopt it. Informally, generally, the FCTC as a
organization and convention and so on, would
condemn any attempt at undermining the implementation of the convention by the secretariat, by the industry. And so from the point of view of the convention, we would see the attempts that are taking place here, as I said, and in Honduras and in other parts of the country, as yet another attempt by industry to undermine the implementation of the FCTC. Nevertheless, we wouldn't want to get into the nitty-gritty of the actual case and the details in relation to that. That is for the conference to actually discuss in detail.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, Ana Inés.
Hola, Ana Inés Civil de la agencia France Press. Quería preguntarle si nos podía explicar un poco en qué consiste el protocolo sobre comercio ilícito que se va a estudiar la eventual aprobación.
Yes, according to the convention, the parties may adopt protocols to the convention, and this is the first protocol being negotiated in the area of illicit trade. The negotiations started in 2008. We already had a number of sessions of the negotiating body. Now they reported to the conference of the parties, and the conference will decide on the future way to conclude the negotiations. There are some articles there was a substantial progress in negotiations, but there are some articles still need more clarity, more consensus. Most probably there will be a bid for at least one more, but that is the determination of the parties, not more than one more. A final session to conclude the negotiations. The issue also will be whether that session will be convened by the same body which brought us to this stage, or the conference of the parties may wish by itself to continue the negotiations without delegating that further to the negotiating body. So this issue is under the agenda item. We don't expect, honestly, from what we are hearing from the parties, much discussions about the content of the protocol now, because the feeling is that it needs more detailed and technical and expert discussions, but the discussions will be mostly focused on the process, how to continue and finalize the negotiations. This is the status as we stand now.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Yes, please.
Hola. Sí, mi nombre es Martín Llanos, yo soy del diario El Tribuno de Argentina y de Canal Rural. Mi pregunta es hacia el presidente, ¿no? Estábamos escuchando en la sesión que justamente se rechazó. ¿Querés saber por qué se rechazó, digamos, la participación de los productores tabacaleros que estamos viendo que se encuentran afuera del hotel? Teniendo en cuenta que, digamos, que por ejemplo, en mi país, cerca de 1 millón de personas viven justamente de este cultivo, ¿no?
With regards to the farmers or the growers of tobacco, first of all, we have to understand 3 things. One is that in relation to their status here, organizations that are accepted as observers to the conference of parties have to have the same aims and objectives and even the spirit of the implementation of the convention. We do not believe that people who grow tobacco would have the spirit and even the aim to actually reduce the consumption of tobacco, in fact moving to eliminating it. That's not their objective as an organization. And therefore their objectives do not coincide with the objectives of the convention, and therefore that is why they were not actually invited to the convention, because they have a different agenda from the convention as a whole. That's the first point we need to make. The second point we need to make is that the convention, Article 5.3, talks about how parties would need to relate to the industry in particular in relation to this matter of tobacco, and that article which was adopted in Durban defines therefore the relationship between parties and the convention and the industry, and in this case the tobacco growers are part of that industry, which is actually making a living, a profit out of tobacco. However, there's a third issue that is very critical for us as the convention. We're very much aware of the impact that the measures we're taking have on the livelihoods of many of farmers and of the workers. Hence, we have actually, in one of our resolutions, or in some of our resolutions, including articles, we've looked at issues of how to actually assist with alternatives, so that we protect those who will be impacted upon by the measures that we are taking. And of course there are discussions and processes that are taking place with regard to those alternatives. We welcome views from any party which is aimed at suggesting what are the alternatives that we can have. But we do not welcome views which say let's not do anything about tobacco because we are going to harm either the growers or the workers there. Because we are actually harming both more by continuing to have this product, which is the only legal product at the moment in the world that kills. That has only one benefit, which is to kill, nothing more. So our approach to the matter in terms of their presence here is just based on the fact that we have different objectives. They have a different objective from us, and therefore we wouldn't have them as observers. But it doesn't mean that the interest of looking at alternatives, both for workers and for the farmers, is not in our view an important issue, and therefore we're looking into it. If you want to add something.
Thank you, President. Sorry. I would like to comment very nicely as explained by the President of the Conference of Parties. Only one aspect, that there is a misinterpretation or misinformation sometimes that the Convention is calling to ban tobacco growing or is against tobacco farmers. That's absolutely not the case. The Convention doesn't have any word or sentence about that. The only thing which Convention addresses in terms of agricultural policies and farming is the Convention is calling upon the governments to assist the farmers to switch to other policy, to other agricultural crops and other livelihoods. So the convention doesn't call anything on the farmers. It calls on the governments to assist the farmers. I think this should be very clear, very well explained. Thank you.